All right, now this is going to be a little bit different. We have Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader, the entertainment editor for that fine publication. You can read his reviews online always at rcreader.com and then every other week in paper form.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ever going to just get rid of the paper altogether?
I don't know. I would imagine that's the way all papers are probably going to go at some point.
The Reader is smart for being so far ahead of the curve as far as putting a lot of the eggs in the internet basket and still doing...
I think it's the way to go, yeah. It gets updated every day, Monday through Friday, with new stuff. And, it's just kind of heading that way for everybody, I think. You know,
we're going to be actually joined by a guest during the Mike Schultz
segment. Yeah, that's
segment
kind of
here.
Exciting. Yeah,
any second now, the phone's going to ring, and we're going to be talking to Christopher Chacon, who is here on behalf of the film Paranormal Activity.
Which you saw.
Which I
so
saw.
So that's a good thing that we have you here.
Yeah,
we haven't
something
seen
to talk about.
I don't know. Now, walk us through what is this... this movie, because it's
okay.
Not a documentary, right?
It's not a documentary.
They try to make it look real.
It's filmed in documentary style. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a couple, a student and her boyfriend. They've been living together for about 2 years, and she's been haunted since she was about 8 years old by this spirit that just kind of gets in the way and irritates her. And so what they've decided to do is set up a video camera in their bedroom to see if they can catch whatever this...
What's going on?
...paranormal activity that's happening. And
that's a good gimmick.
And it's a great gimmick.
Plenty on film.
Hang on, guys. Yeah. I think we've got the paranormal expert
fantastic.
Here. Hello?
Hey there, it's Lisa from Paramount.
Lisa, how are you? We're just talking about the brilliant movie Paranormal Activity.
I know, I heard.
How are we doing on time?
I'm actually going to have Christopher for you a little bit late. I'm so sorry now that you know you're talking about the film right now. But mm-hmm. He's great, he's so interesting, and he has some really wonderful stories to tell you.
How much later are we looking at here?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay.
Is that all right?
That's fine, we'll talk to our expert here first.
Yeah,
and
we'll get our
up
expert
to
on
speed.
First. All right.
Okay,
well, all right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Well, okay. Well, that was a completely unnecessary interruption of the Mike Schultz.
Okay. So then,
she sounded lovely.
Got a camera. They set up a camera.
They got a camera.
They capture stuff.
And they capture stuff.
Let's put it up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
To capture
just
spooks.
To see, because it happens at night, and mm-hmm. so
yes.
they're like, "All right, well, you know, I haven't felt anything, honey, but if you insist that mm-hmm. there's this thing going on,
uh-huh.
let's set up a camera and find out."
Mm-hmm.
And so, you get the first night, and in the first night. It's you know, there's no noise or anything. It's just the shot. And then you just hear car keys fall downstairs. Just ooh. Far away.
Uh-huh.
Subtle car keys.
All right,
and that's it.
I'm already
the next day. Yeah, exactly.
See, I'm already spooked out.
You're already
little.
Scared. And and then the next night comes and nothing happens for a long time and it's quiet. And it's just a static shot, of course, of the bedroom. And then you can see like down the hall. And the bedroom door just moves about 3 inches and then moves 3 inches back. And you're already going, oh, for the love of God, I can't take it. And then they go through about, I'd say, a dozen to 15 more evenings, and every single one becomes progressively more freaking terrifying until you can't even watch anymore, but you're laughing so hard at how scared you are. It is a thrill. I saw it with maybe 20 people, which was too bad at a matinee, because I would love to see this with a good couple of hundred.
Right.
Because... the 20 of us were beyond freaked out. It was fantastic.
But had a nervous laughter because of
out
you were.
Every time it starts. Every time one of those evenings starts, we're at the same static shot. You're like, is it going to come from the hall? Is it going to come from the bed? Is it going to come from the woman? Is it going to come? You have no idea what's going on. And it's petrifying.
See,
it's
that's
so great.
That's kind of like the brilliance of Jaws is not showing you the shark.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Stand and sit there and wonder, where's it coming?
What's
that would freak me out.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff is scary. I mean, sometimes just lights go on and you're like, you know. But what's weird is that the more they show, the scarier it actually gets as the movie progresses.
Right.
And it's filmed for apparently $11,000. I don't know how they pulled off some of these effects in this thing for $11,000.
Uh-huh.
It's insane. So
because
I'm not gonna
at the
spoil
end of the day...
it, but,
they are, in fact, effects.
They are, in fact, effects.
Yeah.
But, you know, the daytime scenes are all like, yeah, I don't know, honey, should we get a psychic? I don't know. And stop holding that damn camera. And, you know, all the Blair Witch stuff you expect.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, is it scary.
Yeah. And you're kind of a tough cat to scare.
I see a lot of horror movies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I see all of the horror movies. And this one, I haven't
just
been
plays
this scared.
With you
yeah,
the
I haven't
right
been
way.
This scared since Blair Witch. Easy.
Yeah.
But you, for people who didn't like Blair Witch because, well, you don't see anything, and, you know. You'll see stuff in this.
Uh-huh.
You will see stuff. And
so this
will...
is a perfect movie to go see for Halloween.
Man,
or...
oh man. Yeah, please blow off Saw because you know what Saw is going to be.
Right.
But you don't
right.
know what this is going to be from minute to minute. It's a blast.
Okay, well, that's an enthusiastic endorsement from Mike Schultz. Yeah. What else did you see?
I saw The Stepfather. Speaking of of traditionally crap horror movies, yeah. What's to say? I mean, if you've seen the Terry O'Quinn, there's just nothing here. You know what you're in for in like the first 10 minutes. It starts with the stepfather who's killed one of his previous families before going off to his new family,
that's
with Celia Ward. But they have a scene with the cops who are talking about the original father of the family that was killed. He couldn't even walk in the room. There was so much blood. But we've seen the scene that they're talking about, and there was no blood whatsoever. It's a PG horror movie, and so it's just weak. It's just generically bland.
Not worth anyone's time.
Not worth anybody's time. What I also saw Law-Abiding Citizen.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx and Gerard Butler.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You like this?
No.
No. Okay.
Because I decided there's no one I dislike more than Gerard Butler. He wins.
Yeah.
Just because now he's making a movie a month. So that, you know, that kind of.
Because this was getting
cool
mixed
I
reviews.
Thing.
Some people liked it and some people hated it.
Yeah. It's just, it's a Saw movie, basically. It's Saw and Silence of the Lambs, but again, without the. Is much bloodshed, but it's this guy gets sent to prison for murder, and he starts conducting all these executions from within the walls of prison, and no one can figure out how he's doing it, you know. And so it's a lot of scenes of Jamie Foxx as the investigator or the lawyer, and Gerard Butler playing, you know, little cat and mouse games of, oh, you want to see how I'm going to do this? Well, everyone's going to die, and you know, and,
we got to ask this,
just ridiculous.
We got to ask about.
Does our girl Regina Hall make it out of the movie in one piece?
Regina Hall.
She plays Jamie Foxx's wife.
Oh, okay. Really? That was Regina Hall?
Yes.
Man, I haven't seen her in a while. Okay. Yeah, she's fine.
Okay
good. She's just fine.
That's
exactly.
All I needed to hear.
Yeah.
You just saved me $9.
Yeah. Okay. But it was a movie where in the first 4 minutes, I'm like,
so
the last
any
scene
redeeming
of the movie
qualities
will be
this, or you really hated it?
I really kind of hated it just because it's exactly what you think it's going to be, and there's just no surprise in it.
Okay.
It's bland. And finally, Where the Wild Things Are, boy, it's good.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, it's good.
Yeah.
There were a few tears shed.
Really?
It's really well made. It's a very Spike Jonze movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very bizarre in that great Being John Malkovich adaptation kind of way. But it's still the story. It's still just about this little lonely kid who kind of, you know, wants a friend. And it's incredibly moving and funny and short. 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you, Spike.
Okay.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really good. I saw that in Paranormal Activity back to back, which is a really fun double feature, actually, because you're like, okay.
Which one did you see first?
I saw Paranormal Activity first actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I was able to calm down a little bit with the Wild Things.
All right.
It was, man, but Paranormal Activity, guys, go see it.
That's
it's,
the one to
it's
go
a
see,
hoot.
Huh?
Yeah,
of all Paranormal Activities, one you want to endorse the highest here? Or?
Well, I think Where the Wild Things Are is certainly a better movie, but as far as, and you know, on video, Paranormal Activity might not be as much fun as it certainly won't be as much fun as it is at the movies.
Okay.
So I'd say go see that and catch Wild Things whenever you can.
Let's talk about the movies that are opening in Quad City Theaters today.
There's a bunch of them, isn't
there?
There's
a Chris Rock documentary that talks about black ladies' hair.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
That's it. Apparently
that's
it's
it.
Called Good Hair.
Uh-huh.
And but yeah, it's making some bucks in limited release.
Okay.
Go figure.
And that's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who knew?
Also also opening is Saw 6.
Mm-hmm.
In this latest installment of the horror saga, Detective Hoffman emerges as the unchallenged successor to Jigsaw's legacy of terror. I've got a little something here from the trailer of Saw 6.
Once you see death up close, then you know what the value of life is.
Why are you doing this?
You feel you have control, don't you?
I'm not gonna do it!
The Jigsaw Killer may be dead, but the murders continue.
If it's Halloween, it must be Saw.
I am still among you.
So the guy who originally was investigating this stuff is now the killer?
As I recall, I don't know. They all blend.
Brother.
You know, seriously, it is. If it's Halloween, it must be Saw.
Yeah,
it's,
okay.
It's written by a high school buddy of my brother-in-law, Marcus Dunstan.
Honest to goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
From Macomb, Illinois.
It was written by Sean Dunstan.
Uh-huh.
Former Cub.
Well, God bless.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
We're proud of Marcus, but I'll have nothing to do with going to see this movie. God bless. Also opening in theaters in the Quad Cities today, Cirque de Freak, The Vampire's Assistant. A teenage boy finds his destiny when he stumbles upon a vampire and his traveling freak show. The vampire is played by John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing,
that gives
right?
you enough reason to
that's
go investigate.
At least
it
gives you
kind
hope.
Of amusing. Yeah, right.
In this clip, Larton Creepsley, the vampire, teaches Darren
Subtle,
about the powers
of a vampire. Again, John C. Reilly is the vampire.
At least maybe we can get some good drops out of this.
Yeah, right. Here's hoping.
I feel cold.
Lick your fingers.
Whoa, is that like vampire power? Do I have super spit now?
Yes, you have super spit. The rest will take a while.
The rest of what? What will I be able to do? Can I, like, turn into a bat and stuff?
No, that's bull.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Can I just say this, and I don't mean to speak for Mike and Darren, but I'm just speaking for me here. Enough with the vampires. Enough.
Yeah, but this looks like it
I'm
could be a fun vampire.
I'm vampired out. Hopefully, yeah. I can't take
it's,
any more
it's,
of that.
There's a lot of it, yeah. But, True Blood, have you seen the HBO series?
I can't take it.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Gotta say.
That's on all the time at my house, and I just am not a fan. Between that and The Twilight and The Count Chocula, enough.
I was done after Love at First Bite.
That's good
right?
for you.
There you go.
Also opening in theaters today, Amelia. Hilary Swank stars in the story of Amelia Earhart, the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean.
I fell asleep while you were describing it there. You know? Yeah.
Earhart here.
Putnam here.
You should be sleeping.
You should be working.
I'm running a big adventure here.
I'm a very important fellow.
I'll be in Honolulu on the 3rd. And with you in Oakland on the 4th of July, okay?
Don't keep me waiting.
I won't dare.
After the 4th, we're going home.
Where's that?
For me.
How many traffic accidents were just caused by you playing that clip?
God.
I didn't know she was Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah, somebody's pissed that Kate Blanchett got an Oscar for that. Yeah, yeah. Hillary's making up for last time.
We
know how this ends.
That was the most deadening clip we've ever
Does
played.
Does Amelia Earhart fall asleep behind the wheel and that's what kills her?
Do people really talk this way?
Hannibal Lecter does.
I'll be with you on the 4th of July.
Not if I put this plane in the drink first.
Wow.
That was
well, enjoy it, though.
I'm going to fly into the ocean. It occurs to me I'm dreadfully boring.
Wow.
Yeah, that was something.
Why do we celebrate somebody who crashed a plane? Mm. You know?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You obviously, you know.
Don't have an answer.
Don't women drivers take enough flack? And we're going to celebrate somebody who crashed a plane?
Right. Maybe. Who knows?
Or maybe Martians took her.
Maybe Martians took her. Maybe the Bermuda Triangle ate her.
Here's hoping.
Maybe she landed. Who knows?
Hilary Swank and Joyner. Also opening.
And gear, too,
yeah.
Really. You know.
Home for me is where.
Oh my God, Mike. Please don't see that.
I'm actually going to that today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Astro Boy. A young robot boy endowed with incredible powers embarks on a journey of acceptance and learns what it means to be a hero.
What else is there to say? Do you have a clip, I hope?
In this secret lab, the world's top scientist is building his most incredible creation.
He has the most advanced systems ever created. A perfect robot.
Your boy?
Yes, sir.
Can I just stay here for the rest of the day?
Yeah, you know what?
I don't want
to
go.
Let's all go to Schaumburg, go to the Blockbuster there, and,
Right?
get some movies that have already been made that we know are good.
Horrible.
I don't feel good when that door opens. I don't feel good about letting you go.
I don't feel good about going at all.
I'm in the back of the PT boat, and we're crashing Normandy, and Schultz is up front.
Yeah.
And Schultz, when the gate opens, Schultz has to go first. And I don't feel good about this because they are positioned all along the beach waiting for you, Mike.
Wow.
They got a bunker there and there and there. And you're not getting off this boat in one piece, Mike.
No.
Well, I'd rather it be him.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
I would rather be in the back of that boat.
Well, we'll see what happens with the vampire's assistant, maybe.
Actually, of all of them, that might be the one I blow off first. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to be in Chicago tomorrow, so I'm only going to get to see three of these things. So I got to pick and choose. But
well, Godspeed.
Right? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, there
have
you go.
Have fun with the paranormal guy.
Yes,
though. That should be
up.
A blast. Yeah.
He'll be joining us here right after this Tesla song. When, hey, that reminds me, they're going to be in town tonight. You know, the Tesla is. And we'd like to give away a pair of tickets. How about that? Tesla at the Adler Theater tonight. If you're the ninth caller, we will give you tickets to see this band live. There you go. Don't go to the movies. Go see Tesla,
Tesla instead, right?
Yes.
There we go.
They're not going to do any Amelia Earhart monologues.
Hillary Swank.
Jeez.
Go out and get a copy of Swank instead. spend the weekend with that.
We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9. Good luck.